Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome the night.
Welcome to Horror Night Oasis, a radio show where we discuss all the latest movies and news from the world of horror. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host, Ian. Ian, are you there?
I am here.
How are you this week, sir? Did you avoid the snow?
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, good times. At least it didn't stay long, so it's still chilly.
Oh, no.
Though.
Very chilly.
Yeah.
Already.
And
one spring.
Kinda, exactly. Well, I don't know about that, if what we have to review tonight is anything to look forward to. But, yeah, we got ourselves a pretty interesting show. Again, there I go, interesting. But this one is actually one of those nights where it's going to be something in. It's going to what we usually do.
Definitely.
When there's always a Boneyard review. But this one's special. So, yeah, we'll get into that here in a little bit. I guess the main, you know, before we kick off our Boneyard review, do you want to discuss this weird shit going down with Black Christmas, Blumhouse's Black
yeah.
Christmas? You apparently know more about this than I do, because I've looked it up a little bit, and you know, because it's like the, I don't know, go start it, Ian, and then we'll go back and forth a little bit.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's like the internet's going crazy over it. Like, people are mad that they showed the entire movie. People are mad because it. And I will use exact quotes, because they are pushing a feminist, I am woman, hear me roar agenda, because it has women fighting back. And apparently that made people mad that they're fighting back, which makes no sense, considering the fact that
it's a slasher movie.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of movies out there that feature women fighting back. Like, there's a lot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's funny because, you know, I think it's the same people that hated the fact that, you know, in Star Wars, Rey was a female Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Like, people are mad every time there's, like, a main female character anymore. And I'm just like, makes no sense.
And then you got to add the fact that now it's PG-13. And they came out, like,
yeah.
going to be the first Black Christmas movie that's PG-13. And that made everyone else go up in arms. You know, like you already had, like, the people already upset, and then the PG-13 rating, like, well, fuck you now. You know, like, you're doing everything.
Exactly. This movie is destined to fail.
Yeah, I mean.
This is.
And this is my birthday. I have to go see this on my birthday. This is awful. You know, I'll see it. You know, we always see it. We see it for the show. However long the show will last now with the other news we have to deal with. But we'll still see it and we'll still review it. I mean, PG-13 slashers, you know, hey, look at Happy Death Day. That was fun. That was PG-13. But that's not going on off a property, off a beloved cult classic. And, you know, you can say what you will about the remake, but at least it was, you know, a slasher, you know, it did its own thing, sort of. This one, dude, when that trailer dropped, we talked about that. That trailer showed everything, and that, there's no reason to see it. We know what the fucking point of the whole movie is, and that's another thing. Like, everyone's up in arms about that, and the feminist idea, the SJWs, and the PG-13 rating is just a bunch of shit on top of shit. And, like, yeah, everyone's getting up in arms over a fucking this instead of, you know, it's the little things people get up in arms over. And,
no, I just find it funny because, like, it's every time something new pops up about this movie, somebody's mad about it. I mean, just be mad at the fact that they ruined the entire movie. I'm going to laugh if it's a fake trailer, though. Apparently a lot of people have been doing that lately.
Well, I don't know. Blumhouse wouldn't probably, I don't know. Blumhouse is whatever. But no, I mean, honestly, there's just, I mean, it's not really one I'm looking forward to. It's going to be one of those that's going to come and go. It's forgettable. And it's going to be like Countdown, you know, just came and went. You know, it's not going to be lasting effect. It's going to be like the stupid April Fool's Day remake when around the same time when, like the first Black Christmas, well, Black Xmas came out. You know, like they're just coming out with the ideas of doing this and doing that of remakes. And it's just like that, or like Nature's Grave, which was like a remake of, what was that, And Soon the Darkness, or Long Weekend. And there's just like so many, you know, like remakes out there that you don't know is like remakes of other things. And this one, I don't really have any hope for it because I know what's going to happen. I already know Carrie Elwes is the ringleader of the fraternity. The boys are going after the girls because of a fucking like cult thing that the campuses or university is running. You know, there's nothing there. You know, that's like all those stupid like fraternity or Skulls type films that came out around the early 2000s. You know. Or like the Brotherhood movies, or the David Dakota series. Like, they're all of them the same fucking thing. And so, like, oh, let's do that and put Black Christmas on it. And let's give the girls a fighting chance. And it's ridiculous. And it's just like,
right.
And no, go ahead, Ian.
I want
a Christmas
movie.
Like, I want a Christmas horror movie. Because I like them. But just like, it seems like every so many years, they're like, hey, we haven't put out a new Christmas movie in a while. How about we start fresh and do a remake? Just like, come on. Give us something new, at least. Or try to make something new, as like new as possible, instead of just like throwing a name from a beloved franchise, because you're dooming yourself to fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm more
This is going to be like Ghostbusters 2016.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when all that shit came out and it failed. You know, like all the reviews are, you know, trying to push it in its favor and it just didn't work and the agenda didn't work.
Yeah.
And again, it's just like one of those things that like no one really wanted. And, again, this is, like, same thing. Like, really, you know, we say it a lot. No one was clamoring for a Black Christmas remake. You know, it's not one of those things like, oh, we did well with Halloween. Let's do this now with Black Christmas.
Right.
You know, just like no one's clamoring for it. Just like, but again, that's the higher Hollywood execs, producers thinking they know their audience and they don't. It's dumb, and you know we'll see. You know, we're not that far away from it. You know, about a month, and we will see how that turns out when it releases, and that's going to be part of our Christmas marathon. So it's going to be an interesting month of a lot of good, you know, probably a lot of bad Christmas movies because we usually,
oh yeah,
those around that time of year, it's like Halloween or just you never know. But nonetheless, Ian, I think we dug a grave enough for the Black Christmas remake and all the news going on it. So I guess we can go put that behind us, even though it's in our future, in a very short span of time, and get into what we're really here for. You know, fuck the news. But we needed to talk about it because it was worthy, and get into our special review tonight, our review from the Boneyard. And this is one that this one has a back history to it, because there's not a fucking review of it anywhere. No one has seen this film. Technically, no one has seen this film. There's one review on IMDb, and this is like, again, before I even got a copy of the film. I saw it on eBay. I was like, what the hell is this radioactive flesh-eating foliage? The guy wanted $200, and it's still on there. It's still on there, but it's like $170 now, so he took like $20-$30 off. So if you really want it that bad, I wouldn't suggest it, because there's an easier way to do it, and that's how I got it. So I was like, I need, you know, I do my magic, you know, as I always do, trying to find these things and get a copy. It's like how I did with Scream Farm and a few other ones. I needed to get this and put it as part of my collection. And I contacted the director through Facebook. He's technically a recluse now, I guess, because I didn't get anything back from him. And then I contacted Rita Christine, and I contacted her, and I'm like, hey, I'm interested in if you still have any copies or just, you know, any of your films, you know, I want to grab. And she, I of course said I want Radioactive and whatever else you have. And so I got Radioactive and two other films for a relatively way better price than $200. I will say that much. I'm not going to give it away. But she still has copies. So if you contact Rita Christine through Facebook, you can get your own copy. It's there. You don't have to pay an outlandish amount of money, but it's there. I mean, she's still selling them at, like, a few conventions that she goes to, like Scares That Care in, like, Maryland or Pennsylvania or wherever it is and where that takes place at that convention. But, yeah, a few things. And she's still an actor. You know, actress. She's in a lot of low-budget stuff like MILFs versus Zombies, and she's actually, I believe, filming another film because we were supposed to have her on as an interview, and again, scheduling conflicts and our marathons, yeah, and her filming, so things didn't. You know, we're still gonna have her on because I'd still like to know more about like why this film's so, you know, hard find in a sense. And, you know, like, again, they didn't make that many copies. I think she said there's like maybe a couple hundred, maybe if that. So they're very, very uncommon. And, again, there's a lot of backstory there with the film and Creepy Crawl Entertainment and how that came and went. So there's a lot of questions that I would love to know for an interview. But nonetheless,
oh, yeah,
if you do contact her, Rita Christine, you can get a copy of the film, or you can contact me and I can send you a link, you know, but again, I always say support indie, even though it's really going towards Rita and like her stuff. But I was, when she gave me the number, I was like, yeah, fuck it. You know, like I need that. Again, it was a relatively easy price and she was very nice and she's a great person to talk to and really, really nice. And I'm appreciative of her. But that's the backstory of the movie, of how I got it and how I found it and everything. Now we're into the meat and potatoes of what is the movie about? Why is this movie so elusive? Why is there no reviews of it? You know, I mean, it came out in 2015, and Ian, I don't know what we got ourselves into on this one. This one was okay. So first off, this is if you don't like sort of like shot on video, shot on camera, handheld type stuff, this isn't going to be the movie for you, because it is handheld camcorder quality in the 2015, you know, in the year 2015, where it should be a little bit top notch, but it's again very low quality. You like they're using the camera as the audio, trying to capture everything.
Yeah.
So it's there's a lot of not understanding what's going on, the dialogue, basically. So there's a lot of problems with the movie on a technical aspect. And as a film sort of itself, because the idea of trees or you know, just like killing, you know, people and eating them. I mean, that should be fun. You know, it should be something like, there's like other films that came out. There's that short film, I don't know if you've seen it, Ian, called Treevenge, but it's about trees being cut down and used as Christmas trees. And they don't know what's going on. They're talking back and forth, and it's like sort of campy, you know, fun, and then it gets really, really bloody, you know, towards the end of it. It's like a 16-minute short, so it makes, you know, perfect runtime of beginning to end, and then just crazy bloodbath at the end of it. And then there's the one from the early 1000s or 1990s called Trees, which is basically instead of Jaws, instead of a shark, it's a tree. It's a very, very interesting movie, that one is. But this one, okay, so we do with the Boneyards, we go through it piece by piece. The sad thing is, there's a lot of walking, so a lot of stuff, and it's a short watch. It's like 72 minutes, and again, most of it is just walking. The story is sort of non-existent. It's just, well, we'll get into it. So the film starts out, and again, it starts out with technically two girls, and they go to the middle of the forest to sunbathe. And you got something else is like, you got to give the girls, you know, all the girls in this movie, ladies in the film, for, you know, credit, because they go full frontal for a film like this. You just like, why did you need to go full frontal for this project? I mean, not saying it's,
I was thinking that too.
Yeah.
I'm
mean,
sorry,
it's just like
four ladies, they could have done this in a much better film.
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, you know, it is kind of done tastefully. You know, it's not, you know, Beelzebub, where it's like close-up shots of like everything and butthole and all that stuff. You know, it's not like a Gator Blade film, you know, one like Death Squirt Surface or anything like that, where it's like straight-up butthole and spreading and BJs and stuff like that. I mean,
or
it's
that
just
Easter,
you know,
movie.
Yeah, I was thinking of that too. The very beginning, when that one girl going through the, you know, in the backyard and stuff like that, I was like, "This is very reminiscent of Beaster Day." But they go sunbathing in the forest, and one's nude. She goes full frontal, and next thing you know, she sees a tree, and this is the way that they do the trees is basically they just hold a tree branch in front of the camera and just like shake it back and forth, so like the tree's coming towards you, it's like a tree, and next thing you know, the one girl is getting fucked by a tree, and it's going right up her ass, not literally, but like she's her crack, and so the tree's penetrating, you know, pushing up in between her cheeks, and then all of a sudden she can just run, like, oh shit, I can run now. And so what we're we get into that, you know, then I think they die. I think they get attacked or eaten or whatever. It's just, that's like the opening scene, you know, just she runs off and goes, radioactive flesh-eating foliage, and we get a song. And then what we learn is that they have been dumping chemical or radioactive waste in the forest, and, you know, there's all these deaths and all these bodies, and they're blaming it on the radioactive waste causing the trees to come alive and eat people. And so the head guy in charge gets these two, I guess they're, I don't exactly know, but like they're sort of like marksmen in a sense, because like you're sort of expendable in a sense. And like they done something, but they have all these guns and they get hired to go in there and take care of the trees. So we have that storyline of Steel and Tracker, and Tracker is played by the director, Dusty. So we have that storyline, and then we have another storyline of these two girls, I believe it's Ronnie and Jenny, and they're going to their professor to tell him, like, hey, there's all these deaths, and it could be Goat Man, you know, because he's a, you know, cryptozoologist, or, you know, whatever you want to believe, you know, cryptid sort of professor. And he says, okay, let me ask my wife. And his wife is played by Rita, Christine. I think her name was like Sarah or something like that. So he asks her, and she agrees, but only if she goes with him so she could take pictures, because she's a photographer. And then we have basically, you know, it takes them, the professor and all the girls, a while to get there, but for like the next 20 minutes of the movie, maybe 15 minutes of the movie, is of Tracker and Steel just walking around, you know, talking about guns. They're getting guns and ammo and talking about like the idea of what's going on. And then they get to the forest, and then they're just walking around with their guns, and then they slowly get attacked by trees. And then we have like a park ranger who runs into this hiker, and then the hiker gets attacked by trees. You know, like, again, the Steel and Tracker come across, you know, like, again, trees that actually, you know, because they don't believe it at first, and then they see, like, again, like remains, sort of like blood of like, because there's a guy that stops to take a piss, and he gets pulled away, and I'm assuming that's the body that they find, even though it's just like a spot, you know, on the tree. And then, again, most of this film's walking, so there's really no plot. And so then we get the professor and the girls and his wife, and they all meet up, and they go into the forest. And then things happen, I guess. There's just a lot of talking. They're talking like all the girls are talking about the professor's wife's ass and how good it looks. And there's just like a lot of things, just like, where is this going? And then we're introduced to another character that just randomly shows up with like a green dress and glasses. And like, again, like she shows up near the end, doesn't really add anything, like saying, oh, I was over here and the tree started to attack me, even though it technically didn't show her getting attacked by trees. And then the professor randomly finds her. And then, like, again, all the people, you know, the professor and the girls, and then there's the other, the one, Erica that's there. And then, oh, fuck, I forgot. Anyway, they find the hiker, and then they all start doing their thing. And then there's another scene before that, I totally forgot about it, of this couple, and, like, this girl, she's really adamant about going to the forest because she wants to fuck where all the dead bodies were. And, like, that's the only part of the movie where it's, like, you know, the acting was okay, and then that part got really over the, you know, sort of hammy because of the dude acting, like, oh, you want to go to the forest? You know, it's, like, sort of like that, like, oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yelling everything.
Yeah, and, like, he gets there, and he does it anyway. And then, again, another tree has sex with her. And there's, like, a lot of things. And that's just, again, cut out of nowhere, you know, like, oh, tree fucking the chick. And there's, like, they could have done that so much better. There's a lot of things of this film that could have been done so much better and, like, more fun. Like, they just, there's, like, with something like this, you kind of want it to be a little bit, you know, over the top, you know? And it's just basically people getting tree branches thrown at them and they're fighting them on the ground, you know?
They're holding it to their bodies. Like, you can see them holding on to it. It's like,
I thought it was funny because I was just like, oh my God, this is hilarious.
And it could have been so much fun. Like, when it first, like, again, when the first girl got fucked by the tree, I was like, okay, I'm in because you pulled me in of a girl getting fucked by a tree, you know? And then they do, like, again, the Evil Dead ground cameras, you know, shots a little bit for, like, the leaves or the tree point of view. But, like, they could have done so much with the tree having sex. Like, I was thinking, like, maybe, like, they would, like, do, because they're radioactive and they're, you know, cannibals, the trees, you know, they eat people. Why couldn't, like, they do something with, like, because they're talking about it early on with, like, oh, it has to be the trees because there's sap, you know. Sap is on the bodies. And then I was, like, saying, why couldn't they do that? Use something like that where the trees are having sex with the girls, and then we have tree babies, you know. You know, because, like, they shoot sap. So the sap is, like, you know, radioactive and causes, have a radioactive tree baby. You know, I was, like, saying, I was thinking of all this over-the-top shit that could have happened. Again, limited budget, very limited budget. I mean, I'm assuming it's, like, hardly any budget because there's nothing to this movie. Maybe they used money on the guns and some of the actors and, you know, of course, the actresses. But there's, like, nothing really to this movie they're, when it comes to money. I don't see it on the screen. They're going to the forest. They use tree branches probably from the forest, and that's it. I mean, probably the blood on the tree and a little bit of bloodshed when the tree's, like, beating people a little bit. The people, the professor and the girls and his wife and the hiker and the other girl in the green dress, and they just fight off trees for the last 10 minutes of the movie. And then the trees basically kill them all, and then they start attacking the people in the real, you know, the rest of the city or town that they live in, and it goes on a rampage. So the trees are on a rampage through town, and that's basically the movie. There's nothing really to it, but it's just the idea of the film that, you know, because again, we didn't see, we planned the show first before we watched the film, and if I knew that, I would have probably uploaded another one of their films that I got from Rita to sort of pad it out. But I think we got padded out pretty well because this film could have been so fun. And it was literally just moving along, nothing here. I mean, there's some nudity, you know, like poor girls. Why'd you have to do nudity? Even though the one girl did go on to do porn, so that was like, and I'm not gonna lie, I did watch some of her stuff, and she's filled out since then because it's like 2015, and she was like a really thin, tiny girl. Now she's like all curvy and. She had a nice pair, and now they're even better. That's awful to say. But honestly, she has a great body. But Ian, you know, what are your thoughts on this? You know, and what do you want to bring or talk about? Because
there was one major continuity error that I saw. Well, not really major. It was kind of minor. That was just, like, really noticeable. That was when, like, towards the end when that girl was getting that vine wrapped around her leg. It went through from one leg, and then it showed a close-up of it, and it was wrapping around the other leg. But very slowly, and the girl was just like, holy shit, I'm too stupid to move, so I'm just going to just stand here. Oh, I fell on the ground. I'm not even going to try to fight this.
I'm just going to keep my arms and legs spread open and just let this thing engulf me. I was like, she was like, oh, no, no, don't kill me. I want to live. It's like, she's just, nope. Just was like, girl, run. I was like, if it's going that slowly, you have time to get away. But I was like, I guess that's for the plot point. Maybe she just was so scared that she froze. I don't know. But it was just kind of dumb. And but the rampage, when it went on the rampage, was hilarious. Honestly, I just wanted to watch a whole movie of that. Of the, them taking that tree branch and just beating people. I was just trying to imagine what it would have looked like to other people. Like, just, you know, if you're just pulling up and you see a guy, like, run up with to another person holding a camera and a tree branch just smacking people. Just like, what the fuck? I just try to put myself in that mind space of like, okay. And now there was a lot of audio issues. They could have just spent, like, honestly, you can go online and buy a boom mic for $75 and could have just recorded it on a laptop. And it would have probably sounded a little better. But when we got to that couple, every time he screamed, it just was distorted. And like,
yeah, there's like some visual problems too, where the camera seems like once it is like shot on a different camera or something like that, different SD card or something. Because there's like it gets to the group, you know, or the main central characters, and it's all, you know, grainy. And then you get to the, you know, the couple in the parking lot and in the tree. It's a whole different camera, looks like, and it's all bright and clear. So I was like, what happened there? You know, it was a reshoot probably, I would assume. Or he couldn't find his other camera and use someone else's camera at the time. I don't know. There's probably a lot of reasonings behind it. It's just like, again, like some of the audio, like Ian said, the audio is really bad. And just like there's some things that just, oh, God. I mean, it's like this film could have been, you know, could have been fun. And that's the thing, like, towards the end, I was okay with it, you know, like the trees attacking people and they're just rolling around with the tree branch, you know. And I wanted to see, you know, again, the whole tree baby, you know, the tree rape, tree sex stuff. I was like, they could have done something with that, and that's nothing. And they just throw that away at the end of the film where it's just the trees are just attacking, you know, covering people over and eating them, basically. And, like, what's the point of them having sex, you know, with the women if you're not going to do anything with it? It's just there, you know, like, oh, let's, you know, let's have her bend over and have this tree branch shoved in between your butt cheeks, you know? That's cool, you know? And, like, I'm going to have to, you know, it's my own wank stuff, you know?
I was hoping that it would, like, at least came out of the girl's mouth.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
It just doesn't really do much, though, man. Like, I mean, it's 72 minutes. It's, you know, it's a very short watch. And it's just, again, a lot of walking and a lot of padding out, a lot of stuff. Even the head guy in charge, they only go to him, like, maybe two times. And then that's, like, shoved under the rug. Like, that doesn't get brought up anymore. Like, oh, there's all the, like, they come back on and the secretary comes in, oh, the Steel and Tracker are dead. Like, oh, fuck. And then that's it. Just to say, oh, they're dead. You know, plot point. You know, like, oh, that you got to forget about that. And then you never go back to them. They never really do anything. And there's just, like, so much lost cause of what could have been, you know, a little bit, you know, better planning out of stuff and, like, ideas. And, like, the idea is there. I mean, I always say that for most indie stuff. I mean, but this one, I mean, it's been done better. Like I said, Treevenge has been done way better, and that was a short. And honestly, this one probably would have been a good short. a good, you know, 45-minute short film, because you have your girls, and then you introduce the mercenaries going through the forest. They get killed. Then you have your other guys, and then you end up with the trees going on a rampage. Perfect. And this one just, there's a lot of filler, a lot of dead air in a movie. And they just decided to pad that out with nudie scenes. And just a lot of things that just didn't really kind of need to be in the film in the first place. And they could have had so much fun with it, with the trees going on a rampage. And, you know, a lot of things just like even, it just doesn't really go anywhere. And in the end, it's a boring film. I mean, even as boring as the film is about people getting attacked by trees, they just don't do anything with it, and it's sad, because they could have made something better out of it, but they don't.
I totally agree.
And it's just, you know, forgettable.
I think they tried too hard with the new, like, I get what they were trying to do with The Walking, you know, build suspense. I get that. It could have been done a little better. Plus, like, they try too hard with the nude scenes. It's like that one girl who had a shirt on and she got attacked, and then, like, it pulls away really fast and her shirt came off. It's like,
mm-hmm.
Okay. I was like, that was, I don't know, pointless, because the goal is to eat them. And, you know, not, like, strip them naked. I didn't have, like, I also didn't have, really had a problem with it. It was just, like, with that per se, but it was just, like, you know, just so much nudity that they tried to, you know, they tried to push on there because it, I think they were just, they didn't want a short, so they were just like, oh, what can we do for some cheap, you know, filler? Oh, let's have a woman shower with her shower curtain open. Like, who does that? That's how you get your floor wet and you slip and fall. That's dangerous. I'm sitting there, I was like, that's a safety issue. And I was just like, come on now.
That is one thing, too, when
like,
that came on. Like, I didn't expect to see Rita full frontal. I'm like, oh. You know,
I was like, oh, that's her cooch.
Yeah.
Like, there's her cooch. And I was like, okay. I mean, I don't care. I don't care about nudity. I don't care full frontal on either person. I just thought that whole shower scene was just kind of forced. Like they were just trying their hardest to, you know, just throw something in there. Like, hey, who wants to get naked?
Yeah. And it doesn't add anything. You could, again, as you say, it's filler. It doesn't add anything. It's just there for, you know, it's eye candy in the movie. And you could have had that same scene where, like, he's at the table, and then, again, she walks in from the shower, you know, with the towel around her body and her hair. And, like, it doesn't, you know, the same thing, no nudity. Not, again, not saying it's not, you know, it's whatever. You know, it's nudity, whatever. But it's just, like, again, it's one of those films where, like, you do question the nudity. Like, really? I mean, so, you know,
just, I wanted more from the plants. And,
yeah.
I mean, I don't care that you're, it's like that one movie we watched where the main creature at the end was the dude's hand.
Yeah.
It was just like his hand over and over again. I don't care if you're holding something and, you know, it makes it obvious. It's whatever. But, you know, like, just do something more than just slap people with it. Do something like, you know, show us blood or something, like, because it just showed flesh on a tree. And that was as gory as the film really got.
Yeah.
And
like, again, the whole baby aspect would have been great. You know, just have someone, like, again, just expand their tummy out a little bit. You know, don't even have to, you know, do no prosthetic. Just push your stomach out. You can act like you're having a baby. You know, you look pregnant, and then just, like, breeze back in, and then you can have, like, a tree shoot out of a vagina or something like that. But they didn't do
that.
Or
have glue, like, you know, they could at least put, like, glued some tree branches to the stomach, making it look like it's popped out.
Yeah.
You know, like it's clawing its way out of the stomach too. And you could have done that really cheaply. I don't know.
I mean, I'm happy to see it because again, there's nothing about it ever. I mean, even the trailer is deleted off YouTube. So there's like, again, there's nothing. This is probably the only thing. I mean, me and you are probably two of the only people in the world to watch this film. And here it is for those to enjoy, you know, our commentary over it. But yeah, I mean, it's just, there's so much they could have done with this and had fun with it. And it just, again, it's dull. It literally is, it's just a bunch of walking. And again, there's been other films that's been sort of entertaining with a lot of walking too. Look at Blair Witch. I mean, honestly, it's been done good, you know, with walking and stuff like that.
Lord of the Rings.
But this one is just like, there's like hardly any dialogue that pushes anything further. And it's like the whole goat man thing. It's just like they get to the woods, they just talk about the professor wife's ass and like, oh yeah, that's a nice ass. And you know, like, wouldn't you be, you know, want to be the professor? And then they get to the, they're like, oh, trees attacked me. Like, what trees? And like, yeah, trees. And like, oh, I know something about trees. Like, I know that's what happens. That's how I passed out, you know? And like, and then the trees attack, you know, there's like, there's nothing. And then again, a lot of plot points just get forgotten. You know, like I was thinking like, okay, maybe the mercenaries will do something fun. No, nope. That's long gone. And then forgotten because I was like, okay, I'm interested with the mercenaries going through killing, you know, shooting trees, you know, tree branches are coming and like shooting them and like maybe like the tree branches are falling apart or something like that. Like they're pulling tree branches off a tree, you know, like dismembering them. And so you have like a tree just like falling apart. No, they don't do anything like that. So like there's all these ideas when I was watching, like you could have done that. You could have done this. And they don't do any of it, you know, the whole, the raping trees and like everything, like so much could have came out of it. And again, it just seemed like they just like, oh, fuck it. They'll just throw tree limbs at people and have them roll around, you know, point of view of a tree coming at you and hitting people with it. And that's it. And then oh, I forgot about the fucking side plot with the two girls. It's actually knowing about the chemical dump, you know, the radioactive waste dump off, and then they're up there and they're getting attacked. But there's, again, there's like all these just like, oh, let's find this plot to get these people up to the forest, you know, and then they get attacked. And it doesn't lead nowhere. Like I said, it's forgettable. It's literally a really forgettable watch, and there's really nothing, really no reason to go, I hate to say that, go check it out unless you really want some indie, you know. Just to say you've seen a film called Radioactive Flesh-Eating Foliage. And I'm hoping their other film is a little bit better. And we'll probably be doing a special on that later on down the line, too. Ian, you know, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just saying, you know, you never know. Maybe somebody might find that, like, really enjoyable. You know? I don't regret watching it.
No.
There's a couple of
I'm happy to have
movies.
It. I'm happy to share it with people. You know, I'm happy to do the show on it because it's definitely one of those things that it should be talked about and discussed. But it's just one of those films where there's not that much to really talk about and discuss. So, because it just goes around in circles, you know.
Yeah. Well, at least we filled up our time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But yeah, who knows? We don't have anything planned for next week. Well, I might just do the other one, and we'll have a creepy crawl marathon. I mean, I don't have. There's nothing else to do. I mean, we're just binding our time until Christmas, our marathon. So I might be doing that over the weekend. I don't know how long that is. We might
more,
be able to
Thanksgiving
do
movies.
Yeah, we might do that around towards the end of the month, because I really don't know what other. There's not that many. Sadly, I mean, Thanksgiving 3, Blood Rage, Blood Freak. So it's not that many. But I guess that's going to do it. Ian, any final words, Ian, on Radioactive Flesh Eating Foliage?
Not really. Not something else that we didn't already say.
Yeah. So. And there's really not that much else to add. I mean, we pretty much went through it fine tooth comb. So, again, I will say, if you do want to get your own copy, contact Rita Christine through Facebook or message me, and I'll send you the links for it, because that's how I helped Ian watch it. And with that being said, that's going to do it for this week, and we will see you next week.